Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's football at 4 with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
He's showing me a photo of Chad Brown with his shirt off and a snake on himself. What is this?
All right. So
what am I looking at here?
As a professional athlete.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah.
Nice job, Chad.
And they, you know, somebody sends a photographer over to take some photos of you.
You're 48 tomorrow. How old were you here?
This is my rookie year in the NFL. My rookie year. And the funny part is,
look at you.
Every time the photographer would say, "All right, man, this is great. Let's just
get your shirt off.
Let's take the shirt off." So literally, there's five or six photo sessions of me with reptiles and my shirt off before I finally said, "You know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just not doing this anymore." And it was always the exact same setup. So you could imagine how these dudes, you know, work these little innocent girls. This is going great. Why don't you just loosen that shirt up a little bit?
Get shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad, I'm getting some great shots.
Yeah.
I just want to get a couple.
Get the shirt off.
We were thinking with the shirt off.
Yeah, yeah, get the shirt off. Here, I'll take a picture of it and tweet it out so everybody can see it. I mean, hey, man, you're in great shape. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's just the context of it is kind of you know, I mean, what publication is this for?
This was in part of a photo shoot for Steelers Digest.
What? What has this got to do with? Okay.
Right. They ended up going with a different clothing shot for the cover of the Steelers Digest. They didn't go with the shirtless shot. But this picture, the last 2 years in training camp with the Titans and then last year with the Jets, at some point we would be in a meeting and the film would be playing. And in between plays, somebody would splice this picture in between plays, and the whole room would laugh. And I'd be like, "Okay, funny, ha ha ha." So then I'm
because it's got some, you know,
there's a little bit of
inferences there.
We'll go with homoerotic overtones.
Yeah, all right, we'll just leave it there. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. Let's go to a caller, and that would be Max.
Great.
Yeah, let's move along. Max, you got a question for Chad. Football at 4. Go ahead, Max. Max? Mark. Marks. Sorry. My eyes are fading on me, Marks. Marks, what's going on, pal?
How y'all doing today?
Super. What's going on with you?
So, I got to love you guys. You guys are awesome, by the way.
Thank you, Marks.
Thanks, Marks.
I'm a Steelers fan. I'm from Nebraska. I actually call it a native raised in Nebraska. Sorry, I just walked upstairs. I'm a little out of breath.
I understand. The weight will come off eventually. Don't worry about it.
Hey, buddy.
I feel you. Marks, I'm right there with you, pal. Those stairs
I'm
can be.
I'm sexy as hell, brother. Don't you
forget
it.
No doubt.
So, you guys were talking about college football earlier and whatnot, and I don't get how, being raised in Nebraska, how y'all can let so many great high school football players head east.
Such as?
You go back to Jeremiah Searles, Lakewood native.
No, Jeremiah. We met him at the Super Bowl, and he's actually done talk radio here on The Fan, believe it or not.
Yeah, and that's great because, I mean, he was great for us.
Yeah, he was great. I don't know where he's going to end up this year, though. I know he was with Minnesota. I hope the best for him, but he may. So there's him. Yeah. Anybody else, or is that really?
Well,
all
I mean, you got Avery Anderson, Eric Lee, Jack Stoll. You got and let's go with the walk-ons.
Listen, you know what, Marks? Here's the important information for you. Be happy when CU in the revenge match against Nebraska just keeps it to maybe like 15, 20 points rather than beating you guys by 30, okay?
Hey, now that's below the belt, bro.
Okay.
To Marks's point.
Sorry, I just walked upstairs and a little out of breath.
Sure, of course.
Well, I don't understand why CSU and CU are punished because the player decides to leave the state. Players from Texas go all over the country. Players from California go all over the country. Players from Ohio and Pennsylvania and Florida and these football hotbeds go all over the country. Why is CU and then secondarily CSU looked down upon because a player decides to leave the state? I don't understand that. That perception.
It got me.
It makes
and,
no
you know,
sense.
I was told that, like, McCaffrey, the latest McCaffrey, was recruited by CU, and he's decided to, you know, go somewhere else. To Nebraska, I believe, right?
Yeah, he committed to Nebraska.
Yeah.
About a week and a
but
half ago.
But I was told that it wasn't without a certain amount of recruitment by CU. So, hey, if you choose to go to Nebraska and you grow up in Littleton.
Well, you get a chance to have Scott Frost as your coach.
Yeah.
You see how many points they put up at UCF?
Yeah.
A lot of points.
And you're going to play quarterback, and there's promises made. I don't know.
So it's not like he's going to Nebraska to hand the ball off 45 times a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to get a chance to
do it. I mean, if you just don't care about your education, you know, I suppose you can make that decision on your own. Because one brother goes to Duke, one brother goes to Stanford, one brother goes to Michigan, and one brother goes to the 13th grade. So, I don't know. Not everybody can be an overachiever academically.
All right. What does the N on Nebraska's helmet stand for?
Knowledge.
There you go, baby. Marks, that's the worst laugh I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, let's have some fun. When we come back, and you can line up your calls here, 303-713-1043.
Do it!
What do you think of the new banner outside the stadium? It was unveiled. We have a new, it's a Broncos stadium at Mile High.
It looks glorious.
What do you think about what they've come up with? Love to get your take on it. 303-713-1043. It's the Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
All right. What do you think about the new sign put up at Broncos Stadium? It's been a couple years of having Sports Authority as a sponsor. And even though they haven't been a sponsor, they left the signage up. And now, when did that go up? Just a couple days ago?
Yeah.
And they unveiled the... Now, I think they did say it's temporary, right?
They did say temporary signs, yes.
Because we've been driving by that stadium for a good chunk of time with just nothing up there. It's looked really odd on I-25.
I agree.
So I don't think this is a permanent thing. But Chad, even still.
You don't think they...
Oh, my Lord.
Even meet the standard of a temporary sign?
I mean, what in the world is that?
It's a mesh temporary sign to cover the Sports Authority. That's what it is.
Okay. What do you think of it?
It's terrible. But that's what was this awesome temporary sign you've ever seen? At least they've gotten two steps down the road. They renamed it, and now they put a temporary sign over the old sign to cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Okay, fair point.
Would you be...
Fair point. What else are you going to do? That's a fair point.
Would you be upset if they had left the Sports Authority up until the first home preseason game?
Yes, they had to take it down.
Oh, well, that's not even down yet. It's right now it's just covered up. Then they'll take it down.
No, I think they took it down.
You sure?
I think they actually literally took it down.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's been nothing for a good chunk of time. I mean, I've been driving past it for the past, I don't know, a few months, and it's just there's nothing on the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a banner that looks like you picked it up at the flea market.
Went to Kinko's, got that thing done.
Maybe they screened it at Kinko's. You could be right. All right, so, but that's just our take. You're the fans. You drive by it. You may be driving by it right now. 303-713-1043. Terry, what do you think?
I'll tell you what. You know, the sign itself, I think, is tacky. The name, I wish they would keep permanent. I understand that, you know, it's a moneymaker as far as, you know, selling the rights, but I like the name.
Broncos Stadium at Mile High?
Oh, I love it. You know,
But wouldn't you rather, I mean, okay, fine, but you wouldn't rather have just Mile High Stadium?
Well, I'd take that, too. I mean, preferably, but I mean, you know, as opposed to Invesco or whoever's had it, you know, instead of selling it, you know, I'd rather have that than, you know. Somebody that goes.
Yeah, but when you rather, I mean, I understand. Thank you, Terry. Thanks for calling. Wouldn't you? Understanding that, of course, they're trying to sell it to a corporate sponsor,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, it's not going to go unsponsored. Wouldn't you rather have it say Mercedes-Benz Stadium as exists in Atlanta and New Orleans? Would you rather have like? Wouldn't you rather know that a large corporation feels good enough about your team, knowing that the rights are going to be sold one way or the other?
I understand what you're saying, but I think from a corporate standpoint, I think Joe Ellis just has a tough job trying to do that. It is firmly entrenched that it is Mile High. People are going to refer to it as Mile High. You know, every time it's changed in the past from Invesco to Sports Authority, you've literally got to rack your brain as a broadcaster to get that somehow etched in the right spot so you can retrieve it. I still call it Dove Valley over there. It's not, what is it, UC?
UC Health Training Center.
Right.
I call it Dove Valley, too.
Right. That's Mile High. When it was Invesco, when it was Sports Authority, it was Mile High. So they face an uphill climb as opposed to a brand new stadium where San Francisco went from Candlestick Park to where they play now.
Right.
People aren't going to...
Santa Clara.
Yes. Or...
San Jose Stadium.
Where the Ravens play? M&T Bank.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was never some iconic name before that. If they had tried to rename Camden Yards,
mm-hmm.
M&T Bank Stadium, people would have been like, no, it's Camden. What are you talking about?
All right. Let's see the peeps thing. Eric, you're on the fan. What do you think?
Well, so the confusing thing to me is the word stadium. Like... It used to be Invesco Field,
right?
And without the field, I don't know what at Mile High means.
I don't know what that means either. It's not like you know what's funny about that? Here's what I think they want, and I sort of get this. Thank you for the call, Eric. I agree with you. I think what they want to do is build a district, kind of like Lodo or Rhino or, you know, give me some other, Cap Hill, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mile High would be a district. But the problem is if you're going to do that, if it's really going to be a district, an area, you need some other stuff there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awful. I mean, what is Mile High? Burger King on Federal and Mile High Station and the old Brooklands? And I mean, like, what else is there?
So you're thinking they retained the words Mile High in attempts to create a new happening hotspot.
I think so, yes. Like, what is Rhino? Have you ever been to Rhino?
It's like River North. Yes.
Well, I have too. Mm-hmm. I think people who haven't been there would be stunned to see what is happening there. It's actually really cool.
Right.
There's a lot of cool restaurants, shops. There's unbelievable street art uh-huh. all over the place there. I mean, it is worth an afternoon if you've never been to Rhino to go there.
It's fantastic. I get my knives sharpened there.
Okay. But Mile High right now is, I mean, what is it? It's nothing.
Well, you can pass the spa place on your way with the spas outside.
Isn't there Comcast has a building down there next to the stadium or
yep.
something?
And it's like in the stadium. It's all like on the stadium.
And there's
property.
That round hotel that has had like 9 different people own it over the past 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
looks a little shady in there. I'm not going to, you know, pass judgment. I'm sure it's fine. But, you know, there's nothing there. There is no Mile High. So I understand, like, it's...
I don't see it as a...
I think they're going to try to develop it, you know?
That'd be amazing. That's a 20-year plan. If that's the part of the plan, I'm not seeing it right now. I just see it as a attempt to recognize the inevitable that people are going to want to say Mile High. So if we put whatever we call it, that it ends up being, I don't know, Dick's Sporting Goods Stadium at Mile High, which I know is already a stadium here in town, then at least the Mile High is in there and people
will be familiar with that. Trey, you're on the fan. What's up, Trey?
Got a perfect sponsor for the stadium.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with an Uber driver one time, and there's only one company that makes so much sense to me.
What?
On Monday Night Football, what do they show? They show people skiing. Yeah. Why doesn't Vail Resorts buy the sponsorship of the stadium?
That's a great idea. You know, Vail Resorts just bought Crested Butte.
They got all the money.
You know what, Trey? Trey, thank you for the call. That is not a bad idea.
It's very Colorado. It's very iconic. You wouldn't be forcing people to learn a new name or learn some new product. We're all familiar with Vail here.
Vail Resort Stadium in Mile High.
And what that conjures up in your mind.
Not bad.
That's a really good one.
It is a good one.
Good job, Trey.
They may have the money to do it, too.
Yeah, that's the best one I've heard.
I'm not sure how it would benefit Vail Resorts.
Well, it's going to benefit Vail Resorts because... Gosh, 8 times a year.
Yeah, but do you think people that want to go skiing haven't heard of Vail?
Outer staters, you want to make it...
You know, I'll give you this. You just bought Crested Butte. Mm-hmm. You bought a bunch of other places, actually out in California and some other places.
Right.
There is a possibility that you're not aware of all of their properties. I mean, that possibility exists.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to shortchange my main man, Dustin, there at Loveland. And if you guys at Loveland can put up enough cash to have Parker the Snow Dog Stadium, then I'm all for it.
On October the 1st, the Monday night game, 6:15, October the 1st, that crane shot where they come in and the broadcasters in the booth, we're at Vail Stadium here at Mile High, and they show some...
It's strong.
They show some B-roll of people in the mountains.
Yep.
Yeah. It's awesome.
You know what? You're not... It's a good idea.
Yeah. That's the winner so far.
The question is, why would Vail Resorts want to do it?
Because it's the publicity that would be
worldwide.
But why
would anybody want to do it? Why does any company want to... I see what you're saying. It's not only a nationwide, but a worldwide sort of concept.
Yes, and you're not looking to necessarily force people into action. It's not action advertising. It is presence of mind advertising. I want to go skiing. Vail. We saw it last night watching the Monday night game. It looked great, babe. Right. We should go to Vail.
All right, we'll take a quick break. More of your calls next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
I like that idea. Vail Resorts Stadium. I had a baby stadium. Name, she could shake that thing. Said her daddy used to hang with Johnny Coltrane. I guess that makes sense. With a friend named Jen. All right, we'll roll on this for a little bit.
That's the best one so far, man.
Javier, you're on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. What's up, Javi?
What it is.
Hey.
What's happening, Javi?
What's going on?
What's going on? Just hearing you guys talk about the statement.
Yeah.
Vail sounds good.
Yeah.
But as a lifelong Broncos fan that lived here when old Mile High was here, the Mile High always going to be something special. But if we have to sell it, which I get they have to.
Right.
Have to sell it to Mountain Dew. So we can change the name to the Mountain at Mile High.
Well, if you're going to do that, though, Javier, I mean, wouldn't you sell it to, now, I don't know if it's Coke or Pepsi, or wouldn't you sell it so it's Orange Crush Stadium? No, Dr. Pepper Snapple.
Orange Crush at Mile
no,
High?
No, you'd have you. Oh, that's who owns it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. So who owns Orange Crush Big Sexy?
The Dr. Pepper Snapple Group.
Okay.
Why not just go Coors?
Because we already have Coors Field.
Why not have Coors Stadium?
I mean, you could. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty identifiable, you know.
See, you lost the Coors Event Center.
Yeah, that's true.
That deal ended this year.
I mean, let's be real. Orange Crush Stadium at Mile High.
It's kind of a esoteric brand of soda. It's not.
You know, I know. I I know. But I mean,
Vail Resorts is better.
No. It's not better than Orange Crush Stadium.
From a business standpoint.
Dude, Orange Crush Stadium would be the best.
Yes, but from a business standpoint, Vail Resorts is better.
I mean, whoever gives you the money is going to be fine. I mean, they painted the stadium Chiefs red because they took the money.
Right.
I'll never forget being there for that press conference when they unveiled it, and there's the guy from Sports Authority, and there is Joe Ellis, and I'm like, really? I mean, am I the only one seeing this right now? I mean, it's red, dude. It's like, oh yeah, that's our colors. I'm like, it's not the Broncos' colors. You could have just made the color orange and still said Sports Authority. I think everybody would have been fine with it. And then they put it on the top. So you saw the Chiefs color on the top of the stadium whenever they did an overhead shot. Right. And then they painted a huge red wall inside of the press conference room.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on here?
That's what power money, baby.
I mean, can you imagine the Patriots, Chad, taking Mountain Dew as their sponsor and painting the stadium Jets green?
No.
It would never happen, right?
Nope.
But that actually literally happened with the Broncos. They literally took a sponsor and painted the stadium in their biggest rival's colors. I'm still stunned that that actually happened.
Will you explain why Pat Bowlen Stadium at Mile High would not work?
It worked fine.
You just wouldn't have a sponsor.
You wouldn't have a sponsor. Oh, are you saying as a temporary thing? Like why that would work?
No, as a permanent thing.
Well, because they need they tell us they need the corporate sponsorship.
That's how they use that money to update and provide more things for the fans at the stadium.
Yeah, I'm with them on that. I mean,
better Wi-Fi,
I get it. Yes.
Better, more
yes.
Bathrooms.
Yes.
Yes. Softer toilet paper.
Trust me, going to the games can be so unbelievably boring sometimes that if you don't have all the fancy stuff, you're just not going to go to the game. Because let me tell you, going to the game is not nearly as entertaining as the Red Zone channel. There's certain elements of going to the game live, Chad, that are cool. You know, that you don't get on TV, for sure. But I'm in some boring games there at the stadium throughout the years. I mean, just some mind-numbingly boring games.
Once the energy of the stadium leaves because you're down or the game is just boring, yeah, home is a much better option.
Yeah, I mean,
your couch, your bathroom, your food, your snacks.
Never mind, like, preseason stuff. That is, like, I mean, who would ever go to that? Who would ever want? The players don't even want to be there. And
the players
then,
who want to make the squad want to be there.
I mean, I'll give you a game that's just going to... I mean, first of all, the team is terrible and getting blown out. You know, why do you want to be there? All right, we're hosting Cleveland on December 15th. Right? Cleveland. What's Cleveland's record going to be on December 15th, Chad?
3-3.
I mean, it's week 15. Just pretend they've had 14 games.
3-11.
3-11. What's the Broncos record going to be? That's the tricky one
there.
That's
far trickier. Yes.
Yeah. What's the Broncos record going to be with 3 games left in the season?
Hopefully they're in the hunt, which then means, you know, 8 or 9 wins.
9-4?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. Let's keep it optimistic. Who wants to go to that game?
Well, if the Broncos are in the hunt.
If they're 9-4, maybe you're interested, but who knows?
Cleveland could, you know, be a surprise team. It happens every year. Somebody goes from last to first.
Let's go to Craig. Craig, you're on the fan. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
This whole stadium naming thing, I think what this just illustrates is the incompetence of Joe Ellis and his team. Not only the Chiefs thing that you just talked about, but believe me, you and I and Chad could find a sponsor in a week. For this thing.
I think Joe's been a good, thank you, Craig. Joe's been a good steward overall, top to bottom, but there's no doubt that this has been, it's been bad, Chad, and it gets worse.
Tell me the worst part.
Well, it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and at the beginning, it was just kind of like, oh, it was kind of a goof. Like, oh, Sports Authority, you know, they're going belly up, and it's a little embarrassing, and now, you know, how could you predict Sports Authority was going to go out of business, you know, and blah, 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 blah. You know, I didn't really hang Joe on that. I mean, and you've got two businesses, Invesco and Sports Authority that are more or less going to, you know, go under. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have been able to predict that. On the surface, it looked fine. So it was one thing. Then it kind of became something else. And then we're going on like year three, and it was, and then they went out of business, and then it became an issue. Now it's kind of humiliating. And then you put up banners that look like, you know, the flea market's coming.
You know. Temporary banners.
I know, man. I got it. They are temporary. I don't want to be too harsh, but seriously, when's the auto show in the parking lot?
American Furniture Warehouse Field.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a stuffed tiger.
Give Jake a call. Why couldn't Jake Jabs do it? Ray, you're on the fan. Yes, Ray.
What's up, Ray?
Chub, chub, chub.
What you got, pal?
How you doing, fellas?
Super.
I'm a native to Colorado, and, you know, I love Mile High as much as the next guy, but this is a new stadium. I mean, we got to move on. And when you think of Colorado, what is the first thing you think of?
I think of skiing,
Skiing Rocky Mountains, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, we need to find one of those 50 businesses that is named Rocky Mountain, like, what, men's clinic or something. Maybe not that one.
No, I know what you're saying. Rocky Mountain Porsche, Rocky Mountain Dental, Rocky Mountain whatever. Right, there's a million Rocky Mountains, yeah.
Well, when you think of Rocky Mountains, you think of Colorado.
You do.
That's why I say, let's go with a business that's Rocky Mountain.
Something. Rocky, yeah. Hey, good job, Ray. Vail something, Rocky Mountain something. I mean, what else do you think of when it comes to Colorado? I mean, you know, when you think of Colorado, what do you think of?
I pass on grass.
All right, now we can't go there.
That's always very popular on the text line. Native Roots Field. Green Mile Dispensary Field.
Now, hold on. That new NASCAR track that's getting put into town.
What's that?
They're going to call it the Green Mile.
No, they are not.
They're going to paint it green.
Are you serious?
No. Come on, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because NASCAR and weed go together great.
Euphora Field. I'm just trying to think of the dispensaries near my house.
And that's why pot is bad.
This is The Drive on the Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Yes.
From the Blue Sky Cup, hit me up. Great dudes there. Love that event. Glad to be part of it for the past couple years. That's at Vail. Nice. Come on, D-Mac. I've been pushing Vail Resorts at Mile High to you for 2 years. So obvious. Countdown to the Blue Sky Cup is on. Can't wait. Like, this weather is like for the birds. 98 degrees, pass. Give me the snow.
Really? You don't enjoy summer?
Not this type of summer, no. This is awful for me. This is like the worst weather ever.
I enjoy the heat. Call me crazy.
Yeah, you're not translucent like I am, so, you know. I'm a mountain guy. Next to that, give me the beach.
It's typically warm at the beach, isn't it?
No, it's nice and cool. It's hardly ever like this at the beach, thank God.
What beach do you go to?
The beach that's not like this, 98 degrees and boiling. Thank God we don't have the humidity like they do like back east.
Oh,
and,
no.
Oh, my Lord.
No, can't do it.
I've been there. Did it a couple years ago back in New York and Boston with this temperature and like 80% humidity. Just wanted to die. No. Like going outside was just
I went to training camp in New England. I went to training camp in Pittsburgh.
Awful. Who would ever want that?
I was in training camp with the Jets last year.
Did that make you tougher?
The heat and humidity?
Yeah.
You develop a weather toughness for sure, yeah. A tough skin to it. You can walk outside when it's 100 plus and 90% humidity and be able to function.
Again, good for you guys. This is my cop buddy, Mark, my cop buddy. D-Mac, you're correct as far as the Mile High scene goes. They're putting $50 million into south of the stadium for shops, restaurants, etc. Yeah, I had heard about that.
Okay.
The goal is to create a whole new district. So the value of keeping Mile High is smart. Because look, it's what I can't wait to see what Kroenke Land is going to look like out in L.A. eventually.
It's going
to
be bananas.
It's going to be ridiculous. And they've built Jerry World. They got Kraft Land. You know, that used to be nothing. Like Foxborough Stadium or Schaefer Stadium, even worse, in Foxborough. Dude, that was like just a single road and a concrete pit. I mean, it was bad. I mean, there's nothing around there. You go there now, it's a whole thing. You know, it's a whole
shopping center complex, TB12 facility, hotels.
Right.
Isn't there like a Bass Pro Shops behind the stadium?
Yeah, everything like that. It's crazy. I was out in Atlanta recently, just less than a month ago. They took the stadium from downtown, which was a horrible stadium where the Braves used to play, and they've moved it out to the suburbs, and it's a whole thing. It's a whole district. People live there. You know, there's all sorts of things to do there. Even when the Braves aren't there, people still go there because it's cool. And then you nestle in the stadium. I mean, what in the world would bring you to Broncos Stadium at Mile High, that area today?
Nothing. You may need some chemicals for your spa.
Right.
That'd be about it.
Right. Perhaps there's another transaction that needs to happen under an overpass.
I think you can get your foam for your outdoor furniture in that area, too.
Right. I think you get a Whopper with some, chicken fries at the Burger King right there.
There's a Burger King there?
Yeah, Dick O'Connor Boulevard. There's a Burger King right there. It's been there forever. It's like right there, like when you would turn from Federal into the stadium. It's like right there.
See, I get off on 6th Avenue off of 25.
I got
the back way.
I understand.
That's my little quick way of sneaking in late.
You go say that again? You go 6th to what?
I'm sorry.
The real trick is getting off 8th.
8th, sorry.
Right, and going Zunai.
I go 8th through Zunai.
Right,
past
that's
the super secret
way to get to the stadium. Right, nobody knows about it.
Well, we've got enough time. People will forget. That's the fast way to get
there.
That
is the fast way to get there.
I can get from my house in Highlands Ranch into the parking lot at Broncos Stadium in Mile High.
I'm guessing most people don't even know about, like, that's the way to go.
It could take me, like, 22 minutes.
Right.
It's so quick.
Yeah, and, like, Mile High Station, like, you have to walk a little bit to get to Mile High Station. The exit to I-25 is right there.
It's
like,
perfect.
You pull out of the parking lot onto I-25.
And you're off and rolling.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not familiar with any other parts of, like, how do you get to the stadium?
I go the same way every single time.
Do you know there's a miniature stadium in the parking lot?
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Well, because
That's on, like, the complete opposite side of where you would come in from.
But I come in that way, but I have parking lot I, which is where the media parking passes are.
Okay.
So I have to walk down that hill and walk right past that miniature stadium.
Right.
And it still gives me bad memories of playing in Mile High versus the Broncos when I was a Seahawk.
I'll give you another fun fact. Do you know the Rockies started their existence at Mile High Stadium?
I do know that.
Okay. And you also know that Mile High Stadium, of course, was literally right next to where the stadium is now. They were built right next to each other.
Yes.
Did you know home plate still exists in the parking lot? There is a home plate in the parking lot where the Rockies used to play. It's just right there in the parking lot.
I heard as such. I have not stepped on home plate.
You could easily do it, or you could park on top of it. I don't know one way or the other. But it's there. You could find it. If you were doing the amazing race in Denver, you know, that would be one of the landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
Find home plate at Mile High Stadium. Trick question, right?
Yep.
Other than that, there's nothing down there. We just gave you all the interesting things about that area. So if they're going to build a $50 million complex down there, good. Because if they don't, they should take the stadium and move it out to the airport and build, you know, Bronco World out there. That's where it should go. That's where there's space. That's where it'd be convenient to fly in and out from.
Wow. Hotels out there would love it.
Of course. There's so much area out there. If you're going to build a whole new district next to the Burger King and the, I think there's a Boy Scout office there. And where you get, what would you say, foam for your
outdoor furniture.
Outdoor furniture, yeah. I mean, and now we have, you know, flea market signs on top of the stadium. I mean, this is getting a little embarrassing.
It's a fantastic stadium. Come on, man.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just okay, though.
It's nowhere near the dregs of the state. It's not Oakland.
No, no, of course not. I was just past, well, it's not Qualcomm anymore. It's like SCCDS Bank Stadium. That's in San Diego. It's like named after a credit union.
It is San Diego County Credit Union Stadium.
That's pretty
commonly
close.
Commonly known as SDCCU Stadium.
Yeah. Like we were at San Diego State, like touring San Diego State, and we saw, oh, San Diego State's now going to play their home games at SCDCCD Stadium. I'm like, whoa, wow.
Wanted to know, it opened in 1967.
I'm like, where is SCDCC? So I MapQuest it because my older son goes to ASU and they're playing. ASU's playing San Diego State in San Diego. So they're thinking about going to a road trip. So I thought, it'd be kind of funny if I take a picture, like, you know, I'm getting ready for the game, you know, kind of a goof sort of thing. And usually the football stadiums are, you know, close to campus. So let's go find SDCCDCCC Stadium. I had no idea I was driving to Qualcomm or whatever you want to call it.
Qualcomm.
What was Jack?
Jack Murphy.
Jack Murphy Stadium, right?
Then it was Qualcomm.
Right. Padres used to play there.
Yeah.
That thing is such a hunk of junk. Oh, my God. That thing is, we're driving to it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is where, I'm telling the boys, this is where the Broncos won their first Super Bowl.
Yeah, I went to that game. I sat in the stands.
Possibly in a great area like San Diego, possibly the only, like, just awful part of San Diego is right there.
It's true. And as bad as the stadium is, the locker rooms are even worse.
Embarrassed. I mean, awful.
Awful.
The thing that there was actually a Super Bowl, but you played at Sun Devil Stadium in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Another garbage stadium for sort of that sort of, they're doing a lot of improvements there.
It's really nice now.
They're working hard at it. Mm-hmm. They've torn the thing down. I can't believe there was a Super, you played, and that's where you played a Super Bowl.
But that was 1995.
I know. So here's what happened with the Broncos. They just didn't have enough foresight when they built the new stadium. Come on. Everybody knows. We don't think it. We know it. There should have been a retractable roof on the stadium.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's a no-brainer.
No.
No-brainer. You want to talk about a great football stadium? Indianapolis. Indianapolis is like the perfect football stadium.
No way.
Or another great one is, well, it's not retractable, though, in Arizona, is it? It's not retractable, but they ship
the grass goes in and out.
In and out, right.
So it's an indoor stadium with
a grass
field.
So I don't like it. I need to have a retractable element to it.
The weather is part of football.
Retract the roof and then, no, it's not. What, bad weather is part of football?
Green Bay.
Oh, my God. Awful.
Pittsburgh.
Horrible.
New England.
Nice new stadium, though.
The Jets.
Yeah, all bad.
Buffalo, where you live.
Horrible stadium.
Weather is part of football.
Well, then you can have weather be part of football if you choose to. I mean, you got a retractable roof. If you have a retractable roof, you can have events there, Chad, during the rest of the year. Like, aside from the 10, possibly 12 home games that you host, like, you can have a concert there in January. Like, you can do things at the stadium. It was incredibly short-sighted.
The Grateful Dead reunion thing plays at Folsom Field, like, next week.
Okay. In January?
No, in July.
Well, shocker. It was short-sighted. We would have had a Super Bowl. We would have had all sorts of things. You would open yourself up to more things, and it wouldn't have cost that much more money. If I was really doing it, I forget about the Mile High District. I'd love to keep it downtown, but it's not a prerequisite. I've seen plenty of great stadiums built away from downtown. I would put up a state-of-the-art billion-dollar complex, just like Kroenke's doing, and I'd stick it somewhere where people can get to, which would more or less be the airport area, because there's great public transportation there.
It makes sense.
It's hard to argue with that, right?
You make sense. That's where stadiums are going now.
Right.
So I don't think they had the inkling that this district this whole shopping center, this whole destination away from game day was even a possibility
right.
for stadiums when they first designed the new stadium here in town. So the thought of not only do we need, you know, 60 acres for the stadium and for
right.
parking,
right.
we really need 200 acres right. to support hotels right. and retail.
They were dumb. They yeah. didn't think well, it all the way through. I don't know how else to put it.
I don't know how you... Naive versus dumb are two different things.
Okay. You had a chance to build a brand new stadium, and instead of coming out with something really interesting, you put it right next to the old stadium.
Because it made sense. You already owned
the
land.
It didn't make sense. The only business down there was a rounded hotel and a Burger King.
They owned the land.
There was nothing there.
The land was there. It made sense.
And didn't we pay for it as taxpayers? Didn't we all pay a tax?
Something.
To help the Broncos do that? There was something. Let's hold on. Put a pin in it. We got to hear from Mark Schlereth. We'll be back with more of your calls next.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth. Brought to you by Shomp BMW.
The Colorado Rockies taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and this is one of the defining series of the baseball season. And I understand it's only July, and it's still, you know, we're not even at the halfway point and all that stuff, but you have to understand this. The Colorado Rockies have put together a great string here. They were 8 games down, now they're 3.5 games out of first place. If they sweep this series, they're right there a half game out of first place. And that's huge. 8-2 in their last 10. The Arizona Diamondbacks 3-7. But understand this. The Arizona Diamondbacks have had their number. Go back to the playoff or play-in game last year where John Gray gets run early in the fourth inning. They have had their number. They're 1-5 in 6 games against the D-backs. And the last time they came to Coors Field, they put a who's your daddy whipping on the Colorado Rockies. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how they come out and play this week against the Diamondbacks because I think it's a huge series. And I, for one, can't wait to watch them get their spikes in the dirt.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.